The latest polling is out from the Marquette University Law School, and it shows Vice President Kamala Harris with a slight lead over former President Trump. It's Thursday, September 12th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the Wisconsin Elections Commission is asking for funding to create a new office to assist with election audits, complaints, and public records requests. And Wisconsin moms are being courted by both the left and the right for their vote. Stay with us.
On Wisconsin Today, you hear the biggest stories in our state delivered with the context you need from a source you can trust. This journalism is community supported. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
The latest Wisconsin political polling is out from the Marquette University Law School. It shows that Vice President Kamala Harris has a slight edge over former President Donald Trump. In the first study after she entered the race, Harris was running about even with Trump. She now leads by about 4 points. Charles Franklin, who runs the poll, cautioned that that lead remains within the survey's margin of error.
But having said all of that, other things that you'll see as we go look like Harris is in a little bit better shape this time than last time.
The poll also indicates the Democrats have made strides in revving up enthusiasm among their base. In the U.S. Senate race, Republican Eric Hovde has narrowed the gap against incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. He trails her by about 4 points, compared to a 7-point gap last month. A Dane County judge says he will rule next week on whether state election officials have to remove Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name from the November ballot. Hope Kerwin has more from a hearing in the case yesterday.
Kennedy sued the Wisconsin Elections Commission last week for keeping his name on the ballot. The independent candidate ended his presidential campaign 2 weeks ago and has worked to remove his name in swing states to avoid polling votes from former President Donald Trump. The Elections Commission says state law requires candidates who have filed for office to remain on the ballot. Kennedy's attorney has asked the Dane County Circuit Court and a state appeals court to act in the case before September 18th. That's the deadline for clerks to print and distribute ballots. But in an affidavit filed today, Portage County Clerk Maria Davis said any order to print new ballots would keep her from meeting the requirement. She said it would also prevent local clerks from mailing absentee ballots to military and overseas voters on time. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission wants to create an office tasked with ensuring transparency and accountability in elections. As Sarah Lear reports, the proposal follows false claims of a stolen election in 2020.
A budget request approved by commissioners with bipartisan support includes $2 million for an Office of Election Transparency and Compliance. The office's duties would include responding to complaints and inquiries from the public and legislature. Republican Commissioner Don Millis says the goal is increasing trust.
It doesn't matter whether the concerns are really well-grounded in fact, or maybe only partially well-grounded in fact. I think it's incumbent upon the commission to investigate, to make sure that we can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that there are no problems.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers included a similar request in his last budget proposal, but Republican lawmakers removed that item. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
School engagement continues to be one of the strongest predictors of mental health among middle and high school students, but a recent survey of 12 to 18-year-olds found they're less engaged in school than even a year ago. The survey about Gen Zers' school attitudes was conducted by Gallup and the Walton Family Foundation. Abby Osborne is an English teacher in Milwaukee Public Schools. She says she uses restorative practices to make sure students are feeling heard and respected.
Been asking my students to share things about like what makes them feel safe, what makes them feel calm and peaceful, what are their top values, so that I can have those things in mind if I notice that maybe something's a little off with them.
In the survey, students said their best teachers were caring and people that they could trust. Coming up, both Republicans and Democrats are trying to sway the votes of Wisconsin moms. WPR reporter Corrine Hess has more on two groups trying to get moms to vote in the swing state. Stay with us.
Wisconsin life is about the food. tacos.
Who doesn't love a taco?
Exactly.
Everybody says, oh, this tastes good. How do you season it? Oh, we can't tell you. Just eat some more.
I wish my lemonade would be so famous that I could just walk down a red carpet.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
And finally, courting women voters is not really a new concept, but in recent years, new political groups on both the left and the right have sprouted up with the goal of appealing to moms. Corrine Hess has more on two very different groups trying to sway the votes of Wisconsin's mothers.
The main events of the Republican National Convention took place at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, but one of the hottest tickets of the week was a half mile away at the Bradley Symphony Center. On the second day of the July convention, the conservative activist group Moms for Liberty filled the 2,500-seat hall. In a video message, former President Donald Trump kicks off the event by mocking what Moms for Liberty's adversaries have said about it.
You're a hate group. You are a hate. You hate your children. You hate everybody.
Moms for Liberty has been a controversial group, but also a successful one. The group now boasts 130,000 members in 48 states. There are 14 chapters in Wisconsin. Its success is just the latest example of how political parties are trying to target women with issues around families, schools, and security. Amber Schrader is the vice chair of Moms for Liberty, Ozaukee County. She says moms are fed up, awake, and activated.
So now they're saying, hold on a second, it's affecting me. It's affecting my life. It's affecting my finances. It's affecting my safety. And most importantly, it's affecting my family. And so they're coming out and they're voting, and we're welcoming them with open arms.
Moms for Liberty says their mission is parental choice. The group is currently fighting against the new Title IX rules that protect transgender students. 4 years ago, Schrader says she was a stay-at-home mom who barely knew who Wisconsin's governor was. But then COVID hit, and she didn't like what she saw.
And it really opened up a lot of people's eyes to what was actually going on within our school districts. And they had been taken over. Our school districts had been taken over.
While Moms for Liberty is trying to organize conservative women, another Wisconsin group is trying to do the same for liberal women. During the Democratic National Convention, Kate Duffy of the Wisconsin-based Motherhood for Good took to Instagram to interview prominent Democratic politicians.
Hello, this is Kate from Motherhood for Good, and we are here with the chair of the Wisconsin Democrats, Ben Wickler. Ben, how are you doing today?
I'm so good.
Since launching 2 years ago, the Motherhood for Good Instagram page has amassed more than 20,000 followers. Duffy says Motherhood for Good is aiming to organize voters in Wisconsin to vote for Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris.
We're focusing on the women who have either not voted in the past, not paid attention, or always just kind of like voted maybe what their dad or husband talked about. They have power and they have a voice.
Duffy says the U.S. Supreme Court's 2020 decision overturning federal abortion rights was one of the key reasons she wanted to get involved in politics.
It was a lot of emotions. It was fear, anger, disgust, just some of those bad emotions aren't necessarily bad for, like, getting up and getting involved.
Targeting moms is not new to politics. As far back as 1996, the news media identified, quote, soccer moms as one of the demographics that helped reelect President Bill Clinton. Kelly Dittmar is the director of research at the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers University. She says moms have never been a single voting bloc, and they are even more diverse in their voting preferences this year than in past years.
And I think you can see that in the activism and advocacy of women's and mothers' organizations that really come to the table with, yes, leveraging their identity as mothers, but to very different ends and with very different policy perspectives.
Over the next 7 weeks, Moms for Liberty and Motherhood for Good will continue reaching out to women. Both groups hope their messages will connect with Wisconsin's moms. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Krobe, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Hey, if you like listening to the show, if you want to send us some feedback, we'd really appreciate it. Give us an email at newscasts@wpr.org, or you can always leave a rating and review wherever you're listening right now on your favorite podcast app. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.